Hello?
Hello? I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I speak to Susan Humphreys?
This is?
So I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. We would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, great. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
100%.
Are you certain to vote? Oh, okay. All right. And give me a second. What is your age, please?
55.
Okay, thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Do you approve or disapprove of Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman?
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Strongly. Okay. Donald Trump as former president.
What's the worst that you can disapprove of somebody?
Strongly disapprove is the
strongly disapprove.
Highest one. Okay. Joe Biden as president.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly approve.
Strongly? Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, just tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard of them or just unfamiliar with them, you can tell me that. Starting with Marcy Kaptur.
Strongly favorable.
Okay. First Energy is the next one.
I don't really know enough about them to have an opinion.
No. Okay. Donald Trump.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Joe Biden.
I do approve of him.
Okay. Did you approve somewhat or a lot?
No, I'm going to say strongly. I think he's done good for the country.
Oh,
strongly
okay.
Approve.
Gotcha. Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat. Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Oh, strongly disapprove.
Okay. Derek Merritt.
Don't know him.
Don't know him? Okay. Thank you. Give me a second. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Oh, the Democrat.
Okay. We're halfway done. I really appreciate your participation so
mm-hmm.
far. Moving on, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald
Joe
Trump,
Biden.
Democrat Joe Biden? Okay, the other options are independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or another candidate. Yours was?
Nope.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Okay. All right, now if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Oh, Sherrod Brown, hands down.
Sherrod, okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Marcy, okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for him?
Well, who does he think won the 2020 election? That would influence me.
No, okay, that's all
right. No, I would not vote for him.
No, I'm good. Right. No chance.
Yeah. No chance.
Right. Okay. So now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. It says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who's been in Washington for over 40 years. She's become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make a difference?
It doesn't really make a difference.
More likely?
Because It's not going to make you more likely. I think that's not actually talking about the issues. That's like inflaming people. So I would not vote for her based on that. I mean, I would not vote for her based on that.
Uh-huh. So no difference.
No difference.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less, or if it makes no difference, or if the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or if you think it's not true, you can say that too. Starting
okay.
with Derek Merritt, he wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them
exactly.
if they refuse.
I would not vote for him anyways, so this doesn't change my vote. I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay.
Based
and
on that.
It doesn't make you any less likely to.
No.
No, no difference. Okay. All right. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption.
Yeah, that wouldn't make, and like I said, I don't really know enough about the whole First Energy thing. I don't think that statement's probably accurate, but I wouldn't change
okay.
my opinion.
Okay, so remember that we can do either one. You think it's not true, or if it makes no difference in your vote?
It makes no difference.
No difference, okay. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation. Merritt even voted no on that.
It doesn't change.
No change. Okay. As a landlord who's received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I don't personally like statements like that because I think they're inflammatory, but that's why I would dismiss that, so that's why it would not change my vote.
No change. Okay.
No change.
Two more to go. We're almost done with this set of questions. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Once again, I don't like statements like that. I don't think they deal with the actual issues, and so it would not change my vote. I tend to dismiss
okay.
those things, so, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, now, the last statement says, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
Yeah, it doesn't change.
No change either. Okay.
No change.
So, okay, we're almost done. I appreciate your patience once again. So quickly moving on, based on what you just heard, what's the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt?
I don't think he has actual policies. I think they're just bootlickers for Trump. So I want to hear actual policies, not just reactionary stuff that fires people up. So I don't think he has actual policies that help people. They help rich people, big businesses.
Gotcha. No actual policies.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I'll ask again, and it's okay if you haven't. But if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
It would be Marcy Kaptur, and I have another call coming in. So is this it?
Almost done, actually. Should I call you back?
No, hold on.
Or you want to put me on hold?
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, great. So what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Just his lack of actual policies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the fact that he's aligned with Trump. Well, the fact that he's aligned with Trump. I don't want to vote for anyone that doesn't believe that Joe Biden won the 2020 election. I think that you're subverting democracy. And plus, abortion.
Okay.
Women should have bodily autonomy.
Okay, give me a second.
Yep, and I need to take this call for my son who's on hold on the other line, so.
Oh, okay, almost done. You know what, let me move on. I'm going to write that down in a minute here. What's the last year of schooling you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And do you would you say you lean more towards Democrats or Republicans?
Yes, more towards Democrats. More towards
Democrats. Okay.
All right, that's going to have to be it because I got to take this call from my son.
Okay.
So thank
you. Go right ahead. I appreciate your help.
All right.
Take
all care. Right. Yeah,
bye. Mira, y